Now, let's move to time certain, 10:30, 374.
Proclaim May 2014 to be Older Americans Month in Portland.
Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to invite forward our three honored guests this morning, Multnomah County Commissioner Loretta Smith, Leslie Foran, Executive Director of Elders in Action, and Lee Gerard, Senior Manager of Multnomah County Aging and Disability Services.
Lee had to leave.
Okay.
Okay. Bill or Jay, do you want to join us? Well, you'll be testifying. Jay, why don't you come up? Good morning, colleagues. It's my pleasure this morning to present a proclamation celebrating older adults in our community. I'd like to welcome our honored guests.
Thank you.
And I'm pleased to take a moment this morning to recognize and celebrate the valuable contributions older adults make in our community. Now, the number of older adults is expected to almost double in the next 15 years. What a resource. And it's more important than ever to ensure our community is open and accessible to people of all ages and abilities. City Council was proud to approve an action plan for an age-friendly Portland last year, and we look forward to working with all of our partners to put that into action. And now I have the honor of reading the proclamation, which has been blown up to about a 25 font so that I can read it. Whereas May 2014 is National Older Americans Month, and whereas the focus this year is on injury prevention with the theme of Safe Today, Healthy Tomorrow, and whereas Metro projects an increase of over 100% in those aged 65 and older between 2010 and 2030, and whereas the city approved an age-friendly Portland Action Plan in 2013 focused on improving safety, health, and active participation for older adults, and whereas older Americans make many positive contributions to the well-being of our community, and whereas older adults are at higher risk of accidental injury and death than the rest of the population, and whereas the city greatly values its partnership with Elders in Action, Multnomah County, to enhance the safety and health of older adults, and whereas the city contributes to the vitality of older Americans through its efforts with Portland Parks and Recreation, partnerships with Loaves and Fishes, and our senior recreation centers. And whereas the City of Portland encourages older Americans to stay active and engaged in keeping with the theme of Safe Today, Healthy Tomorrow, now therefore I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, do hereby proclaim May 2014 to be Older Americans Month in Portland, Oregon, and encourage all residents to observe this month and to support our older citizens who greatly contribute to our community. And Mayor, I have the honor of introducing Commissioner Loretta Smith, who is the county liaison to Elders in Action and, quite frankly, is our community's great champion on behalf of older adults. Commissioner.
Thank you, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Fish, Commissioner Saltzman, Commissioner Fritz, and Commissioner Novick. It truly is an honor for me to be here before you today as a representative of Multnomah County and a representative of our older adults. I'd just like to say that Judy Shipwreck, Commissioner Shipwreck, would be here today. She's been homesick for a couple days, and she would have loved to have been here because she's been my co-partner over at the county, and I know that she would have been here and said all these great things about what we're doing. But on behalf of Commissioner Shipwreck and myself, I'd like to thank the City of Portland for your ongoing partnership with Multnomah County. We have a wonderful, dedicated staff in our Aging and Disability and Services Division. These employees, they work with our community partners to serve our seniors and people with disabilities, making sure they can live as independently as possible. The division's efforts are increasingly important as the county is aging and the population continues to grow. We're also fortunate to have three fantastic advisory committees filled with people who volunteer their time to make sure that they hear diverse points of view and that we fully take into account the opinions and the experiences of people we are trying to serve. And our Elders in Action Commission, which Commissioner Shipwreck and I are co-liaisons, to the board, it gives us advice on concerns and needs of older adults in the community. And this year's Older Americans Month theme is, as you say, Commissioner Fish, safe today, healthy tomorrow. It reminds us that older adults remain at a higher risk of unintentional injury and death than the rest of the population. Multnomah County is highlighting the theme through our five local senior centers. We want to thank the city for their vital role that they played in funding the centers. The centers provide a wide array of services for older adults, and they are a key part of keeping our senior population safe and healthy. And by the way, they do have some of the best lunches.
And healthiest.
And the healthiest. But we're so pleased to make this occasion by bringing attention to these important places for the county of older adults. We look forward to you, and you've already done this, reading the city's proclamation tomorrow during our board meeting. And I want to thank you for all your support and all your dedication and your commitment to older adults in this community. It has been truly a great honor and a partnership with the city and the county.
Thank you, Commissioner Leslie. Before I introduce you, Bill Gentile, would you please stand? Bill is the board chair of Elders in Action, and thank you for joining us today. Leslie.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and City Commissioners. My name is Leslie Foran, and I'm the Executive Director of Elders in Action. I'm honored to be here today with Commissioner Smith and serving as our liaison on the county, as well as representing with Commissioner Fish as our City Council liaison. Elders in Action serves as the federally mandated advisory committee to the city and to the county. Since 1968, our volunteer advocates and staff have worked hard to help ensure that city services, its bureaus, its staff, and community partners are prepared to serve and engage this aging population. As we are here today to proclaim May as Older Americans Month, the city of within the city of Portland, it represents our work as a community, as well as City Council's commitment to making Portland an age-friendly city, a city that has structures and services that are accessible and inclusive to older adults, a city that emphasizes enablement and recognizes older adults as assets to our community, and a city that is friendly for people of all ages and all abilities. I look forward to our continued partnership within the city and the county on ensuring we all have the opportunity to age with dignity in the city we call home. Thank you.
Thank you. And Jay Bloom is with us. And I'm actually old enough to remember when Jay led an effort called the Task Force on Vital Aging under Chair Wheeler, which kind of got the ball rolling and now has culminated in the age-friendly cities designation. Jay, would you like to share a few comments?
Well, first of all, I'm representing Lee, I guess, who unfortunately had to leave from the county. She does an excellent job in the department that Loretta mentioned. I'd be remiss if I didn't say all of you should be congratulated, because Portland was the first U.S. city to participate in the World Health Organization's effort to become an age-friendly city. And we are ground zero for a beta site for intergenerational living. We not only have young creatives moving here, but families and empty nesters. And we're aging in place, as you can see everybody at the council. You're aging in place.
Yes, we are. We represent that statement.
So congratulations on that, on your effort on that. And we have much work ahead of us, but it's a pleasure to continue to work with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, may I also just acknowledge, George, would you please stand? George Hawker is my liaison to Elders in Action and represents all of us so well on that body. So, George, thank you for your service.
Thank you, George.
And Mr. Mayor, I'd like to echo that, because, you know, I always know that I'm in the right place when George Hawker is there. I mean, he represents Commissioner Fish and the entire board very well in explaining all the policies and ordinances that you all are doing here at the city. He's just a wonderful representative, and it is an honor to know him. And I'd like to go off script for just a sec. You have Mr. Lightning up here, and it's so great to know that he is offering you his advice and the values that he cares about around homelessness and housing. And I told him one of these days, I'm going to find out who he really is, because he is so very thoughtful, like you said, Commissioner Fish, and he puts a lot of time into this. And so I so appreciate it, and I wanted to thank him personally and publicly for all his work and all his interjection. So thank you.
You're here.
Thank you. Photograph?
Yes, please. Thank you all. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Let's